This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Oh, welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I'm your host for the first hour. I again just want to apologize to everybody for the light amount of posting this week, but I was at the Beaver Creek Investment Conference and had a very busy time meeting with over 30 exploration resource generally companies, which I am looking forward to sharing some of my thoughts with all of you and even having some of the companies on the show over the next probably couple weeks to a month. I'm kicking off this show with Chris Temple, and we are going to more or less recap this week and look ahead to next week. Chris, let's start off with some of the trade developments this week. We have seen, a little comfort maybe come back into some people's minds when it comes to the trade talks between U.S. and China. It seems like there at least have been maybe some developments, or at least we're getting more talk out of both the U.S. and China that tariffs are being pushed back, and you know what, maybe we aren't just falling off the edge of the cliff tomorrow when it comes to trade talks. Can you share your thoughts on what we heard this week out of both U.S. and China when it comes to trade?
Well, yeah, we've had that relatively minor, in the grand scheme of things, tag team round of concessions. China decided to postpone the enactment of tariffs on a handful of U.S. imports to their country, which didn't even total $2 billion worth, so it was really just a gesture. Then President Trump decided to make a gesture in return, and some new tariffs on Chinese imports to the U.S. that were slated to go into effect on the 1st of October, they postponed it for 2 weeks. You may remember that when those were first announced, I kind of raised my eyebrows and said, wow, that's a real slap, because October 1st is the 70th birthday party of the People's Republic, and it's a big deal for China. And the appearance was that Trump set that date, not September 1st, not December like with some other stuff, but October the 1st, just as a rude gesture. And so he backtracked on that. And then you had, come Thursday, some rumors surface that the president was now potentially open to what was characterized as an interim deal, which, if you remember, way back early in the year, I suggested that a possible course of action so that all the parties involved could kind of claim some victory and claim to also stuck to their guns is that you would have some deal on merchandise trade and start to roll back at this point now some of these tariffs, while at the same time having dates and circumstances certain, which is more the U.S. insistence, where we would demand that China make some of these changes to its system, deal with intellectual property theft and all of these other issues, military and security ones as well. So that caused the market, of course, as we got to the end of the week, to start to threaten the old highs from back in the summer. I continue to believe that a lot of this was just talk and hopium for market consumption. It had its intended, it accomplished its intended purpose. It kept the stock market again from breaking to the downside below that volatile and well-defined trading range that August gave us. And for the Chinese yuan, and you may remember, Corey, a week ago, I said this is what I was watching as much as or more than anything. You've had nearly a 2% rally in the Chinese yuan versus the U.S. dollar. And for the moment, that has taken some of the more acute financial and payments system stress out of the equation. That is still there. And I don't think the big picture has really changed that much, but the market has perceived a little bit differently.
Yes, it has. And you know what? We actually saw a buy come into the markets. We saw the ECB cut rates, also started another QE program. But I think the market was, in a sense, almost expecting more. I've heard comments that this is a hawkish QE program and a hawkish move by the ECB, even though they started up a QE program and further cut rates in a negative territory. Sounds like a bit of an oxymoron there, but fact of the matter is the ECB still getting easier with money. What did you think about that ECB statement?
Well, I would agree with that characterization that some had of this being a hawkish or less dovish move by the ECB were it not for the fact that this is Mario Draghi's swan song and that he is now handing the baton over to Christine Lagarde. And Madame Lagarde has made very clear that she does not believe that the ECB is at the lower bound yet. I guess we're going to have to redefine what lower bound is. We're already in a negative territory. We're going to go further in a negative territory. So I think that if you look at the grand scheme of things, Mario Draghi wanted to set the table and push the ECB back in the direction of even further negative interest rates and more quantitative easing, but just make the initial foray into there and turn it over to her capable hands, and I'm saying that facetiously afterwards. So to me, there's nothing hawkish in any way, shape, or form about what the ECB has done. And furthermore, Corey, and I've said this many times, the European Commission, as well as the European Central Bank, dodged a bit of a bullet recently because they, for the time being, have forced Matteo Salvini out of any near-term political power in Italy. They've got the technocrats back in charge and those that want to galvanize the relationship with Europe rather than threaten to leave anytime soon. But as I've said all along, the price of that and Lagarde is basically, and so is the new European Commission president, both of these women have said to Italy, yeah, you tell us how much money you need, we'll pay for everything over. You know, you're going to have, for as far ahead, Corey, as the eye can see, ever more QE. It will undoubtedly be increased beyond what Draghi announced this week, farther in a negative territory for rates. It won't accomplish anything more than it's done to this point except to keep this whole the facade of a strong Europe alive.
Now, what about just a quick comment regarding that tiered system that they also introduced in terms of the actual rates that, well, people pay, banks pay, in slightly different negative levels?
It's a word game. It's like a firefighter saying, I'm going to put out a fire, and he's over here with a fire hose while one of his comrades is on the other side of the house pouring more gasoline on it so that on the other side of the house they've got the fire hose. They can say, look at what we're doing. There's been some pushback where some people are starting to say, hey, the definition of insanity is to do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result. All of this quantitative easing to this point where the ECB now has by far and away the largest balance sheet of any major central bank in the world. All of the negative rates have accomplished diddly squat as far as economic growth is concerned, which continues to go into reverse. So you've had some people push back and say, this is destroying the banking system. This is a slow motion nationalization of private commercial banks in Europe that are now going to become state owned utilities. Some of them already are. And there's people that are worried that they will never extricate themselves from this and that this will doom Europe forever to this regimen where you have no economic growth and you're just surviving. So this, to me, this tiered system that they came out with is more of a word game and a show trying to show some creativity on their part of having some kind of market function still left. It's a joke, because there are virtually no market functions left any longer in Europe's credit markets.
All right, Chris, great chatting with you. Thank you for recapping this last week. Another interesting week, especially on the trade front, and looking ahead to what everybody is waiting for. That is the Fed meeting next week. Chris, thanks for your time. Have a great weekend.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. As promised, we're spending the rest of this show focusing on the resource sector, and the rest of the show is being recorded just shortly after the close of that Beaver Creek Conference. The next two segments, I am chatting with Dave Erfley, founder and editor of the Junior Miner Junkie. Dave and I spent a lot of time together at this conference. Both had very busy schedules. So, Dave, let's get right into it. First and foremost, commenting on the moves in the precious metals this week. There is still a bit of a downtrend going on. This is going to be the third week in a row where it looks like the precious metals are going to put in a negative week. So that's where I want to start. Let's talk about gold. Gold fighting with 1500 this week. What do you think about this general rollover we are seeing in the actual metals price, starting with gold?
Well, first of all, I think it's healthy and necessary. It got very overextended, so this correction is needed here. And it's also has been on low volume so far. That 1480 is pretty good support, but if we lose 1480, then I think we would probably see the 1455 being tested, and I would not like to see 1455 being broken.
All right, so 1455 being a crucial level. What about the potential, though, of even going back to 1400? Would that be worrisome for you? Because the argument can be made that even putting a floor at 1400 is still above that breakout level or that range that we are in for 6 years.
Absolutely, and it would also be testing the breakout. That would be normal also. Gold is unique. It really trades technically very well. I mean, technical analysis is very beneficial when you're trading gold. So I would not be surprised to see the breakout level tested at 1400, yeah. And I think the action of the shares will also give you a hint if that's going to happen. The GDX, I think there's pretty good support at 26. And if that level is broken, then it's probably a pretty good bet that that gap, then the daily that daily gap in the GDX at 24 is probably going to get filled, and that would be testing the breakout level in the GDX as well, which is at 25.
All right, what about silver too? Silver is also rolling over with the gold price, but you know what? Silver went through a pretty nice pop, playing a bit of catch-up. You look at that longer-term chart, though, it's not the same sort of breakout that we saw with gold, but yes, that gold-to-silver ratio that a lot of people look at, it was getting back into a slightly more normal level, I guess, rather than being at a historical extreme. What are some of the levels in silver you're watching?
1750 is a level I would not like to see breached on a closing basis. You had the silver stocks. A lot of these junior silver stocks, well, there's really not a lot of good ones, really. So the ones that are the best in breed junior, silver juniors, have really made strong moves, and they got very overextended. So they need to consolidate those really strong moves also. So those juniors pretty much leading silver was very, very bullish. So I fully expect 1750 to hold here.
Now, just talking about the relationship, too, yes, we saw some stocks outperform the actual metals price, and silver, because I think it's a smaller network of stocks, it was easier to see those stocks moving higher. When it comes to gold, though, a lot of the gold juniors are struggling, and GDX, you look at the percentage gain that it has had from that bottom, let's say back in June, is up about, I think, 36-37%, while gold was up almost 20%, so yes, there was that little bit of leverage there, but is that typical, would you say? Shouldn't we see almost more leverage in the stocks moving higher?
Yes, typically you would. I mean, the modus operandi of the miners is in the royalty plays have strong moves first, as the general public is getting in. You know, general investors are getting in to the sector, but they're getting in via ETFs. They're not getting in via juniors yet, and they're also getting in via GLD. So all those have had strong moves, and also you got to look at the access to capital. The capital markets really haven't improved for a lot of these juniors, and I think the reason for that is that strong move in 2016 that we had was after that vicious bear market we had from 2011 to 2015, where the GDX went down 84%, and the capital markets saw that a bottom was probably in there in the GDX, and we had that really strong move, and they came in full bore. And a lot of them got burned, so they're being very cautious here. So I don't think the capital markets are going to improve for these juniors until the capital markets see a strong floor at 1,400 being held into the end of the year. That would be two solid quarters of a strong floor at 1,400. So if 1,400 does hold through the end of the year, I expect them to loosen up the purse strings a little in Q1 of 2020 and move down the food chain a little bit in the juniors.
Yeah, fair enough. And you know what? One thing that I know you and I both heard, and I want to get your comment on that, is regarding the money flows, right? We are hearing that still active funds, precious metals funds, are seeing redemption. So that means that that does hurt the actual stocks, but the money that is coming in, whether it's generalists or other major money managers, they're not going into the sector in an active way. They're going in a passive way, investing, as you said, in GDX, GDXJ, GLD. What do you think about that environment?
Well, that, yeah, you know, it all boils down to investors still being skittish about this sector. I mean, it was in a bear market for so long, and it bumped up against that 1375 level so many times, and then couldn't breach it. So there was a lot of disappointment, a lot of frustration. So they went elsewhere. You know, there's new high risk, high reward sectors now, like the pot stocks and crypto. So, you know, the miners aren't the only game in town as far as high risk and high reward are concerned. So that brought on some competition. I think that had a lot to do with it as well.
In all fairness, we also still have that tech sector, and those stocks also can run. So, yeah, precious metals, not the only risky, high-risk, high-reward game in town. One other quick comment before we get into the stocks. Regarding news events that continue to drive the metals, we keep on hearing about trade wars. We saw an ECB meeting this week where they actually initiated a QE program, whether they did it in a hawkish way or, you know what, it's always dovish when you have a QE program. But we also have the Fed next week. What are you going to be watching most closely in terms of what actually matters for metals moves?
I think the Fed is number one and the trade war is number two. You know, we all know that the Fed's going to cut. I mean, I think it's about 90% priced in right now. And as long as it's well above 50% priced in, they're going to cut. But of course, you know, it always depends on what he says after he cuts.
All right, Dave, unfortunately, we are out of time for this segment on the radio, but as I mentioned, I'm having you back on next segment, so everybody stick around. Going to be continuing our discussion with Dave Erfley, looking at some of the stocks that he met with and likes.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNlife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNlife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
With the recovery from Hurricane Dorian just beginning, the last thing the Bahamas need now is another storm. Tropical Storm Humberto is coming. Jack Bevan is with the National Hurricane Center.
It does pose a threat of gusty winds up to tropical storm force and locally heavy rains over portions of the Bahamas. The impacts will be considerably less than occurred with Hurricane Dorian.
Forecasters now say the storm will stay offshore of Florida's eastern coast. Actress Felicity Huffman became the first person to be sentenced in the college admission scandal in Boston. She received a sentence of 14 days in jail, a $30,000 fine, 250 hours of community service, and a year's probation. 15 parents, including Huffman, have pleaded guilty. 9 others are fighting the charges. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own here are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing our discussion with Dave Erfley. Now, Dave, let's get in one other quick comment before we get into the stocks. Regarding news events that continue to drive the metals, what are you going to be watching most closely in terms of what actually matters for metals moves?
I think the market is now factored in that the Fed funds rate will most likely be 1% by March of next year. And if there's any hint of that not happening, then that's when gold will lose that 1480 level, because the algorithms will just kick in. And then I would not be surprised to see the 1455 level come up next if gold closes below 1480.
All right, let's move into some of the stocks then. This is the great part about this conference. It is efficient. You get a ton of time in front of a number of different companies. A lot of these companies are vetted before going to this conference, so they are generally some of the higher quality companies. Start us off with one company that you met with that you like right now. Let's start more with, let's say, larger cap companies and then drive down.
Right now, one of my favorite growth-oriented producers is Teranga Gold. They're a very well-run company, and they just came online with their new mine, Wahgnion, in Burkina Faso. It was under budget, and it came in early. So they actually have a problem with commissioning during the rainy season because they came in so early. So this is a very well-run company, very well capitalized. They have a billionaire behind them, David Mimran, who owns 22% of the company. They don't have any debt, and they rolled back their share structure about 6 months, 8 months ago, and they've only got like 100 million shares out, something like that. And they're in discussions with possibly purchasing the Misawa mine from Barrick, which neighbors their Sabadol mine in Senegal. So if that takes place, that would really bring the cost down to that mine and extend the life. So this is a very good company and a very well run.
Let's quickly just look at that Teranga chart, too, because Teranga bottomed in May at about just under $3, let's say. I'm looking at the Toronto Exchange here, and it's already run up to almost $6. So we've almost seen a double, but you go back, and this isn't even as high as it got in 2016 when it peaked at $7. This is really just a function of the rest of the sector, where gold has broken out above that 2016 high. A number of these stocks haven't, but the argument can be Teranga is reacting more like some of the majors. The majors are testing out these 2016 levels. Are you buying at these levels? It's already almost doubled. It almost feels like you're chasing it, but again, there's still arguably a lot of upside.
Well, my subscribers and I have had a full position for quite some time, but I advise a new subscriber. It's in my top 10, so I advise new subscribers to purchase on weakness, because I still think this one has a ways to run.
Well, it's one of the things I love about your newsletter is that you do simplify it for all your subscribers. You have a top 10 list of your favorite stocks and a top 10 takeout list that you think. So makes it easy for the subscribers to pay note of. What about driving lower? What about these investors that want maybe a little bit more risky stock, something a little bit smaller than Teranga?
Okay, I can give you a developer explorer that's in the finance stage, and this is Orezone Gold. They're very undervalued here. A big reason is because they are in Burkina Faso, but on the other hand, they are very close to the capital, and they've had no issues at all as far as security is concerned, and they're... Patrick Downey, the new CEO, has come in and really lowered the capex on the project, and now they're finding some high grade areas of the project. So I really like this one. I think it's going to get taken over within the next 12 to 18 months.
Okay, that's interesting, because you even look at that Orezone chart, and it's not even above the early 2018 high of just above a dollar. Looking at the Venture Exchange, Orezone is trading right around 80 cents, but it has also bounced off of about that May low of around 40 cents. One thing that I am picking up on here with Orezone and Teranga, not necessarily in the most well-known or considered the safest jurisdictions. Please explain why.
Which is why they're undervalued. I really like West Africa, and this is a bit more risky area for investors, but I think it could be termed safe risk.
Hey, that's fair. And you know what? It's all about the management team, right? Management teams, there are ones that have great success in some of these riskier jurisdictions, and sticking with those management teams, it's very important. How about an even smaller stock? What about some explorers out there?
Well, I met with a company yesterday, as did you, Radisson Minerals, and I also recommended this company and purchased it myself to my subscribers a few weeks ago. They recently received a very attractive finance where they did a micro cap company, and they did a hard dollar finance of $3 million with only a half warrant, and they had another flow through $3 million. So they've got $6 million now to explore what was formerly the highest grade gold mine in Quebec. back in the 50s, a company was mining over 15 grams per ton, and unfortunately they mined a bit too close to the shaft. It caved, and that was that. But they've got a hold of this project, and it looks very interesting, and they're drilling now, and they're going to be issuing assays in October, and then after October it's going to be steady assay issues until March, because they got a very aggressive 20,000 meter program with this flow through financing. So, and also in Q1 of next year they're going to get their permit. So it's going to be interesting to see how these assays are received by the market.
Yeah, I met with these guys. It was a very interesting story. They are right beside that O'Brien mine, and quite frankly, they have an idea that they are going deeper. That's where their drilling is happening, and that does play into the overall narrative with some of the other mines that are along that same trend. So, hey, it's going to be interesting. But when it comes to exploration companies right now, we're about to see a ton of drill results. One thing that I kept on noticing with a lot of these exploration companies is they kept on saying the labs are backed up. That always happens this time of the year, because in North America it was drilling season. A lot of these drill programs are wrapping up, and there were some pretty aggressive drill programs out there. How are you going to be watching how stocks react when the assay results come out? Also understanding that, you know what, we just went through a very nice run in gold, and there could be a almost quiet period for the precious metals here, figuring out where the next base is.
Yeah, that's a great question. You're probably going to see some more consolidation, and while this consolidation is happening, these drill results are going to start to come in. So it's going to be very interesting to see how the market receives these things. You know, I don't really think it's going to matter if you see bonanza grade results from these companies, but if you see just good results, then it's going to be interesting to see how the market receives them.
All right, we're going to wrap it up there, but hey, Dave, it was a pleasure spending the last about 4 or 5 days with you down here at Beaver Creek. This is one of my favorite conferences. We got a ton of time to meet with companies, and you know what? I'm even going to be putting out some of my favorite stocks, or the stocks that I was most interested in some of those meetings, and I want to hear from all of you, our listeners, what you think of the stocks that Dave and I just chatted about, and some of those stocks that I will put out just brief little intros on throughout next week, because you know what, there is a lot of good work going on in this sector. It's just been still a very selective sector, and there isn't those capital inflows that we see more at the, let's say, middle to end of a bull market. But hey, that's still a good sign that we're in the early stages here. So Dave, really appreciate all your time on this show and throughout the week. Everybody, stick around. I'm going to be right back wrapping up this show with Giant Bendar.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930.
800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Jayant Bhandari. Everybody, I think, on our website knows who Jayant is very well, but he is very active in the junior resource sector, advising a number of major investors. So, Jayant, what we're going to talk about is some of the opportunities that you see within the metals sector and in some of the companies. I've talked a lot about how, in a broad sense, gold stocks really aren't following that gold price higher, especially when it comes to the juniors. It continues to be just the high-grade select stories that are producing some very good drill results that, in all fairness, were running even before the gold price started to break out. Can you share with us some of the opportunities that you are seeing within the resource sector when it comes to certain stocks?
Yes, Corey. If you look at how the venture exchange has performed since the beginning of this year, it has mostly stagnated. We are pretty much where we were in the first week of January. At the same time, gold price has done extremely well. It has gone up about 15%, and nickel price has done even better. The companies in the gold and nickel space have not necessarily done very well, and that is where the sweet spot is. That is where an opportunity for value seekers is, because the market has somehow forgotten to buy junior mining companies associated with these metals.
So when it comes to gold stocks, one thing, again, that has been running is good drill results and higher-grade drill results. The stocks that really have been lagging, though, I find are some of these lower-grade deposits and resources. How are you filtering these stocks out? Because there are still a lot of junior gold stocks, so they're not all going to run together. What to you stands out, and where are you investing?
we have to keep in mind that we should invest only with good managements running good projects. Now, based on news, stocks run up anyway, even in a bad market. So I can understand why some of the companies with good drill results have gone up, and they deserve it. But there are companies who have done a good job in the past. They have good resources and probably good economics. But because those things happened when the market was in a downward cycle, those companies, some of those companies haven't really emerged, and maybe also because they have now a bad share structure. But none of those things bother me as long as I see value in these companies, particularly given the rise in gold and nickel prices. I'm very keen on investing in some of these companies.
Now, Giant, are you maybe more attracted to certain jurisdictions over others?
Not necessarily. I'm just keen on value. And some of these companies have not performed at all, and this is where they offer me a good value in terms of share price.
Now, when it comes to management teams, any certain ones that you really like to focus on where the stocks might not have moved yet?
Well, one company I was talking with earlier, Corey, is O3 Mining, ticker is OIII, and it's today trading at $2.43 Canadian. Despite that, this company is doing financing at $4.20, and it's doing a flow-through financing, though, and it did a non-flow-through financing at $3.88 Canadian a mere few months back, and it's trading at a huge discount at its lowest in all these months, despite that they have two decent projects in Canada, totaling about 4 million ounces in it, and the market cap of this company is only about $100 million. The management is the same management as that of Osisko Royalties and Osisko Mining. So this is a well-established management, in a good jurisdiction, but the share price has suffered because they don't really have a website as yet. They are still working on their website and presentation, and that is an opportunity for me to invest in this company and hopefully make money in the short term.
So have you been taking positions at current levels, or are you waiting still for potentially more pullbacks?
I have been, and my clients have been, loading up on this company over the last 2-3 days. It is currently trading at $4.43 Canadian, and we have bought most of our shares at a price higher than this.
Okay, so seeing the opportunity here and not waiting for maybe the stock to fall a little bit more. Now, when it comes to companies with cash in the bank, how important is that? Or does it also just come down to management and understanding that even if the company doesn't have cash in the bank, management teams that have been successful in the past, they do have an easier track to financings?
Indeed, and also good companies have been able to raise money. O3 Mining, as I said, is raising money at $4.20 Canadian, flow-through money. So they got a bought deal financing of $10 million, well-financed companies. So have been several of the other companies I have seen. They have been able to raise money. So, yes, it's a combination of good management, but they should also be able to do a bit of marketing to promote themselves.
So it really does come down to when more money will flow into the sector, because really broader money that comes in does help broader stocks in the overall sector. But if we do assume that it will still be maybe select money coming in, do you think the focus will still stay on relatively higher grade deposits and resources?
Corey, but higher grade is not enough. Economics is more important than higher grade. There is a lot more that goes into economics than just the grade. If it's an open pit project with 1 or 2 grams, the economics might be much better than a 3 or 4 gram per ton grade, which is deep underground. So what I pay attention to is economics, not necessarily just to grade in a linear fashion. And I think sometimes that is where the market does not really pay much attention. They have these higher focus on certain isolated issues like higher grade, and they might miss out on actual economics, and that's where we should be paying attention to.
Okay, so in a rising gold environment or gold price environment, that brings a lot more deposits and resources into a more economically positive outcome when it comes to pricing and seeing just what kind of profits companies can make. What kind of economics are you looking at, though, now with gold trading above 1500? What do you focus on?
So I still value my companies based on a spot price, and my companies should offer me an IRR of higher than 20%. And that is where I think I like to invest in my companies. And if I can see value at 20% discount rate and a value that is higher than the share price I'm buying those companies at, I'm very happy to invest in them. And usually that is a good way to make money.
Okay. Giant, just a quick comment, though, regarding silver stocks, because silver has also been sharing in on some of the gains that gold has been, and some of the silver stocks have actually moved quite nicely. This, again, is a smaller market when you take on just strictly silver-focused stocks. What do you think about the setup in silver stocks?
I haven't really come across a silver company that I have invested in the last couple of months. So nothing comes to my mind right now. There's one company, Corey, that I participated in private placement of, a company called Defiant Silver. And the private placement was at 23 cents. Unfortunately, the share price has gone up more than 50%. So I'm not sure if that would be a good company to buy at the current price. But if it fell to 23 cents again, I will indeed be very keen on buying it.
All right. Now, just to wrap us up, I know you are usually focused on more junior stocks, trying to take advantage of those ones that are just overlooked. What is your strategy, though, when it comes to looking at companies that are drilling, are exploring, might just be finding a resource, compared to those that already have a resource and are working on either de-risking it or expanding on that current resource?
I don't worry myself about any of these issues, Corey. I am always looking at the value of a company at any point of time, and if I see value, I invest in it. I don't speculate in drilling results, or I don't really worry much about whether the resources are going to come out or not. I prefer to just have value in front of me, a value which is higher than the share price.
All right, there you have it from Giant Bhandari. Giant, great chatting with you. I appreciated all the time that you and I spent at the Beaver Creek Conference. Everybody, please keep in touch. Email me, fleck@kereport.com. I love hearing from all of you, and I will do my best to get back in a timely fashion to all of your emails. Everyone, have a great weekend, and I will be back with more regular schedule daily editorials next week.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.